Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fam, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:30 in St. Louis. Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. 590 The Fan, KFNS, Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you. We are at Tapawingo today, Doug, because it is the free Dotem Open, the second annual, and there is a thought process that there will be 50 of these.
No, there won't be.
What?
There won't be.
We won't be around to see many of them.
No.
Our time is short. It will live on, yes.
And guess who has just walked in to Tapawingo? Jackie Papers.
Dotem himself.
Dotem himself.
Yeah. Let's have it. Let's hear
Listen
it for Dotem.
Listen to this crowd. I've never heard anything like this. We just had Jim Brewer sitting here with us.
What are you clapping for exactly? The vileness?
The French fry bucket hat he just put on the trophy.
Oh, all right.
Did you see what he did, Doug? It's right there on the trophy.
French fry bucket hat. Yeah. Well,
this guy has done, game. Dotem. He has game.
He's been suspended, fellas, in case you need a reminder. He's been suspended indefinitely.
Well, that's why we're all here, isn't it, Doug?
He's not allowed on this or any other program.
What do, Doug? You see a wrong in the world and you just go,
you're right, and you do something about it.
That's what this Free Dotem Open is all about, trying to right a wrong.
Just the thought of this tournament has caused me to break out in some sort of hives. I've got these.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I'm not going to be much good to
you.
It
looks like a lesion, bro.
It's like chiggers. I got them on my legs. I got them on my feet. I think it's just
the thought
of this damn tournament.
Have you not been properly scrubbing home base? That can happen.
I have been.
You really? Spent a lot of time on it, bro?
I've taken medicinal duties.
I don't know what that is.
Well, I spread all kinds of medicine on this. I'm just not going to be
good
to you.
What do you think got going on?
I don't know.
Have you been out in the shrubs?
Well, wait. Done some yard work. Maybe that's it.
You spread all sorts of medicine. You don't know what it is.
Well,
you just take
chigger medicine. Chiggers.
Are you sure it's chiggers?
I think so.
Why don't you go see a doctor,
dermatologist? I'm not going to go see a doctor because my arm itches.
Is there a doctor in the house?
I would imagine there are a number of doctors
I'm
here.
I'm not going to see a physician.
This is a show that really reaches doctors and attorneys.
I don't believe it. There's any.
Nick, y'all had a minor in medicine at Missouri. Can you look at Doug, please, Yelzy. Nick, when you get a chance?
He's got Nick, what up, Yell? He's going to come over and play an examination now.
My
I
want
to watch you play with Doug, bro.
Just come and take a quick look. I know you took some courses on this.
Oh, he really is coming over here. There's going to be a whole thing.
Keep your distance, Yelzy.
This is going to be hot.
I think it's a chigger. This one is on its way out, but I got a huge one here on my hip. I got them on my
leg. A mild case of herpes.
It isn't.
This is weird because now Nick has his hands on Doug's thigh.
It's not a mosquito bite. It's bigger than that. It's far more serious than a mosquito bite.
You think it's a hornet?
I think it's a chigger. I was doing yard work, and now I got the chiggers.
Why wasn't John Vaughn doing the yard?
Well, because John Vaughn doesn't do much of anything. He sits. He watches television.
Well, I got to tell
That's
you something.
What he does.
I was up at Kirkwood Brewhouse last night, brother, and we had a little fellowship. And you know who was one of the first people to arrive?
No.
John Vaughn wearing a lemming shirt.
Was he?
How proud does that make you as a father?
Not in the least. He was instructed to clean his room.
Clean his room? Yeah. Isn't he 32?
Yeah. He's in his 40s now. Sooner or later, he's going to pick something up just by accident.
According to what I read, once the kids hit like 45, then they
That's when
they
begin
take
to
instruction
mature.
Better.
They begin to mature just a little bit.
Now, you don't have any grandkids, do you?
No, I don't.
Would you like some?
No!
Well, he left with like a 7-foot teddy bear last night. Who's he giving that to?
Like, are you describing like a lesbian?
Yeah, is that
a
code?
What is that?
No, not a bear.
He said Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
A big stuffed teddy bear he left with.
Yeah.
Where's that going?
I don't know. It'll get burned when I get home. I said, why would you have that? That's what you give an 8-year-old. He's 47 years old.
Just coming into his own.
Yep. I don't know. I'm disappointed in him.
I mean, it was an amazing gathering of fellowship. Iggy was there. Now, when I left, and I left like at 8:45, which is a very late night for me during the week, the Plowhawk had not arrived, but I understand the Plowhawk did eventually arrive, and he gets up like at 3 to walk his dog.
I was a little stunned because he has to get up so early and get to the station, and I left at 9:30, and he was just coming.
What in the world? Plowhawk, can you hear us? Plowhawk.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
the what were you doing?
It's you know, just putting in my time and work at BG's there.
Oh, you were Billy G's. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so I didn't want to reveal any of the information for the G8 Summit meeting, so I actually didn't know where it was when I got off work.
Well, there was a Facebook page for it.
I didn't, like I said, I didn't get on it to, the less I know, the better. So I thought it was in the South County.
The Plow Canary.
I thought it was the South County Hot Shot, so I gave them a call. They said, no, we're at the brew house. I said, all right. And I stopped by for about an hour, had some wingy-wingy, and
nice
great
play.
Fellowship. Talked to Buck Swope about his upcoming sodes, and it was a good time.
Swope showed me, he walks up to me, and I feel like I was in an episode of Billions. He shows me a flash drive, and he goes, this has 80 interviews Iggy has done in his career.
Like he's discovered gold.
I saw you were walking out, and he couldn't wait to play that.
He follows me to my car playing an Iggy interview with Joan Rivers, in which Iggy asks the late, great Joan Rivers about the Octomom stag video. That's how I left last night.
He had interviews I didn't even know I did. I saw, I did interview that person. One with Treat Williams.
That's your guy.
I got to get my hand on that flash drive.
And how would he find that?
I have no clue because I couldn't find it.
Doug, that Swope's good.
Where would it be? Just out there?
Well, he explained it to me, but it went in one ear and out the other.
All right.
I don't know if he is here yet. He said he will be wearing the green jacket. I think it's the one Olazabal won. Was it 99?
He stole Olazabal's jacket.
Yeah, and it's not Olazabal.
Well, he's a bit of a shutter spook.
Well, that's what you want to wear when it's going to be 98 today.
That's right. It is gonna be a little warm, but I think there'll be a nice breeze. It'll cool it down.
Yeah, coming off the Merrimack, yeah.
How many of our listeners are going to participate in this tourney?
All of?
Do you have numbers? Like how many?
Oh, 150, I think.
Wow.
I mean, when it was going to be in May, it sold out in 12 hours. That's insane.
You know what this is going
to
be an extravaganza.
Sell a golf tournament out in general is not easy, but to sell it out in 12 hours, especially when it's 27 holes, and we had to move it because of the flooding here. But didn't you think, and I'm saying this sincerely, we didn't discuss this off the air, I was saying this to Kevin Triefenbach here at Tap Wingo's, I was pulling in, doesn't the course just look absolutely beautiful, especially considering half of it was underwater?
It looks like it's early May or something. It's green.
They've done a great job here, especially
it's like we're in Ireland.
You know what?
Very similar.
It's very similar. Ireland and Fenton, it's been compared a number of times. But the course looks beautiful, and they've done a hell of a job. The Bacardi family, and all the staff at Tapawinko, because they, for the last 2 years, have dealt with flooding. The Merrimack is, you know, right off a number of holes, and those holes, they've been battling to get those right, but then the rest of the course is in beautiful shape. So tip of the cap to Tapawinko for what they've done, especially considering what they've dealt with. So looking forward to it. Doug, are you going to play?
I don't think so.
Why?
Well, I've got a bunch of stuff I have
he's
to
got,
do.
He's got the skin
I've got to work. Yeah, I've got this chigger condition. Yeah.
No, wait, you said you were playing, and Cucky was all excited last night that you were going to be playing four or five holes with him, and now you're reneging?
Well, yeah, I don't think I have time to play. I just got too much going on.
What do you got, Dougie?
Well, I got to work later, and I just got a whole bunch of stuff I got to do.
Well, you made me talk about how I got to dump my grill somewhere. What's the big thing you
got
to do?
Well, I've just got little chores. I've got bills to pay and things to do. And
your son's right over there. Ask him for help.
The great John Vaughn is here at Tapawingo in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios during the Design, Air, Heating, and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Knocking out sponsors like a bitch.
I told you not to wear those socks.
Watch how we handle this, Doug. This how
John Vaughn has just sat down at the dais. He's at the dais where Jim Brewer was.
John, your dad wants to play, but he has too many errands or chores or whatever. Can you help him at some point so that he can play a little golf? It seems like a reasonable
request.
That
would be nice.
Why don't you just take a day off lady journalism?
Well, I wish I could, but the business waits for no man.
He's got to pay for you kids that don't seem to want to move out of the house.
Iggy out of nowhere.
Good answer.
Iggy from the book depository. Doug, you're here. Now John Vaughn's holding the free Dota bumper sticker. John Vaughn's holding the free Dota bumper sticker. He's trying to put it on Doug. He's putting it all over his chest.
All right. All right. We're not going to need that necessarily. See, I have trouble with this one.
Yeah,
put
it
back on. No, I'm not going to wear that.
This is what happens when they're in their early teens. They're
there's more over there. You know that, right?
Well, okay, but it's
someone
not
go put one on his car, please.
No.
I'll pay your golf.
No. We're not putting bumper stickers on
the car.
It's
a black Mercedes because he's blessed.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough out of you.
Put two on there.
Your allowance has just been snipped in half.
I don't care. This is worth it.
Now, didn't you get your father for Father's Day? What's wrong, baby? What's wrong?
I forgot it.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Tim.
Well, no, you don't have to apologize to me. It was for your father.
Father, I'm sorry, and I love you.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. That's a nice sentiment.
What did you get me that
Thanks,
you forgot
Jim.
To give me?
The book.
Oh, yes. The little picture.
Shout out to Donham for helping.
It was a Jackie Collins erotica novel.
It
wasn't. You got it
yes,
for
it was.
It wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was a picture of all of the listeners with you over the years. What a wonderful
not
gift.
All of the listeners. The five or six of the.
There were more than that.
Okay, six or seven goobers.
No.
That's who was
there. They're nice people, and there is more like 20.
So you put this book together on your own with the help of Dotem?
Yes.
What a nice, thoughtful gift.
Thank you. It was a little Father's Day, 10-year anniversary.
Well, you didn't get him a gift card to, the...
I got him one for maybe his birthday back in May.
To where, Cheesecake
I don't remember,
Factory?
But he,
Cheesecake.
No, it was
options.
It was the
Bread Co. Great options.
Bread Co. Bread
it was
Co.
the Bread Co. And the last time I talked about it, he said, "I'm yet to use it."
Yeah, I forgot I have it. It's in my wallet. I'll get to it.
But then he gave decided to give him something that he'd actually use.
A handcrafted gift.
Exactly.
Good for you.
What's better than that?
Yeah. You're blessed, Doug. Not for the Mercedes, but to have a son like this. Who cares?
Boy, it's a real treasure to have a book like that.
You know,
that's
I saw
a one of a kind.
Can't hardly put
somebody,
it down.
Who shot the somebody shot a video of you giving it to your father. Who was that? One of your brothers, I imagine.
No.
Who?
Was a girlfriend.
Oh, well.
Name is not going to be mentioned, though.
No, why she wouldn't you mention her name?
She wished to remain anonymous on the show.
Oh, okay.
Can you blame her?
No.
Okay.
No.
You just outed your dad's whip.
Okay, that's different.
I'm sure Doug loved
just don't
it.
Put a bumper sticker on there.
Put two on there.
No, we're not going to do that.
But I noticed how emotional you were when you received that gift.
Yeah, it was a real moment in my life.
Sure it was. Would that be on the Mount Rushmore of your life moments?
No, oh, yeah, what are the Mount Rushmore of your life moments?
I don't have a Mount Rushmore.
Your wedding day and the birth of your three sons. It's done. I just
okay,
did your...
thank no, you. Yeah, no,
that was the day he signed that contract with you to be on the show.
Yeah.
That had to be pretty exciting.
Yeah. I will take myself out of your Mount Rushmore if you put getting that book on your Mount Rushmore.
I'm not putting the book on the Mount Rushmore.
I
will. So nice. Greg Vaughn and Nick Vaughn stay in.
That's fine.
Wedding day and then the book day.
That's fine. I'll take
okay.
that.
All right.
It seems like you don't care about this Mount Rushmore.
No, I'm not a big Mount Rushmore guy.
We'll never be on FM.
It's not a very American thing to say. He doesn't like Mount Rushmore.
Nice job, Don. You're having a big show.
You're holding your dad accountable right
very,
now.
Yes. When you're going to say something un-American like that.
Yeah, Doug, why do you hate America?
I don't hate any of America.
There's a number of texts coming in. John Vaughn, what's your dad's license plate number? Thanks. That comes from the Mustard Tiger. Would you like to give that out? Really?
I don't know that. I'm sorry. I don't even know mine.
What about his ATM PIN number?
I don't know that either.
You should know that.
I should.
This is a nice little segment.
I hope when I have a kid, he'll send me a photo album of me with a bunch of pedophiles, too. Thanks. That's from Mario in Chicago.
Yeah, I think he just nailed
that's
it.
That's
right
what's
there.
Up, Mario.
You know Mario?
Facebook-wise on the fan page.
Yeah, he's a good one. He's one of those Pandolfo boys, Doug.
Yeah,
how much time do you spend on that fan page? An hour a day, maybe?
Wasn't that a great gathering of fellowship last night?
That was really fun.
That really was.
I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah. Aren't the listeners wonderful?
Jennings said it best. I wish we could do it every month.
That's right.
I think that's
because he likes Mrs. Dotem so much.
We all love Mrs. Dotem.
Mrs. Dotem is wonderful. Doug, that's a real-life woman next to Deke Dotem.
Well,
it's
I don't
girl!
Know. It's a stand-in.
Oh, boy.
It's
you think she's been hired?
Yes. I think so.
That's a serious charge, sir.
Why are you
you
so
said
negative
Joe's
today?
You said Cave Ride Magic Man was dating a tranny.
I think
now
so.
Now you're saying that Mrs. Dotem's an escort.
I think so, yeah.
These are serious charges. And Jim Brewer was talking all kinds of things about Aaron Judge. We've got a lot of litigation from this designer 7 o'clock hour, another sponsor.
Yeah, he went crazy on Judge. Is your buddy over there wearing a bacon shirt?
He is. That's my golf buddy. He wore a bacon shirt because everyone loves bacon. Roar bacon.
All right, hold on. I guess that deserves a ring.
Yes, it does.
Have you played any golf lately? Are you going
to I went
lose
to the driving range.
Balls?
Oh,
how'd you hit them?
I have probably 50 balls. I'm hoping to return with 3.
Good for you.
Thank you. Well, I have a lot.
Have you practiced at all lately? When was the last time you played?
I went to the driving range last week.
Did you?
What range you go to, baby?
One in Kirkwood, across from Kirkwood baseball fields.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I go. Family golf or something?
Yep,
like
I like going on the top deck.
Yeah. It's just fun. Like top golf.
Hey.
Because at least your ball is airborne for 10 feet. On the top deck.
25.
Okay.
Ooh, nice. You're starting to hit it.
No. Got my driver up to 30, I think.
You're supposed to encourage your son, Doug.
It doesn't matter in golf, Jim. I've realized that.
But still, Dad should be encouraging.
If we
son, nice form.
If we used one of my... Well, I would have to have nice form for him to say that.
No, as a dad, you lie.
If we used one of my shots, then I'll be happy.
And who are you playing with?
You got the Bacon.
I'm playing with AMAC, Bacon, his name is Don, and then Ryan Clausen. I don't know where he's at, but...
Now, he's a fan pin guy.
I know. We were going to have a pre-team meeting, but I don't know where
he's
at.
What do you have to meet about?
Golf! Right. What else will we meet about today?
Hit him straight. You'll be fine. You
is Clausen
meeting
here
about
yet?
That?
No, I don't think so.
No, he had a nice comment about me yesterday on the fan.
Uh-oh. Now, what did that mean? What's going on?
No, he was talking about the Playboy, and he said... nice.
What is this?
The Playboy magazine we were talking about yesterday, and my friends at Playboy, and
Gary Cole. Nice. No relation to Arnold Drummond.
No. Nice, nice knowledge, Iggy. Hef sold that house a year ago. I said, well, if you listen to the whole conversation, I said, I think he sold and he's still living there. But my friends don't include his real estate agents. So I kind of thought he was coming out of nowhere with a shot, which really didn't mean anything.
Doug, you ought to join the fan page.
I don't need to.
See exchanges like
yes,
that.
I don't need to. I'm battling the chiggers. Who's got time for the fan page?
What do you think happened to your father here? His skin.
I don't even know what he has.
The chiggers. Oh, it's the chiggers. I'm not going to be
much.
Why don't
you do a little yard work so your dad doesn't get eaten alive?
That would be a good idea.
Ask me to do yard work. Yeah. I never knew you did yard work.
You've been suspended for that remark.
You just suspended your own son.
John Bwan has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days.
He's a monster.
Suspends
their
own son. Hot shots. Leather-bound suspension law.
And what is this yard, Doug? Is it
the book I gave you is better than that book.
I'm writing it
down.
That
book wishes it was the book that I gave you.
With an ink pen.
So you gave your father a book? Are you talking about the photo album?
The photo album is better than that log Huel.
Well, this is important.
Doug, question. Is your backyard like a 5-square-mile open field that you get chiggers?
No, like statues.
A little postage stamp of a backyard doesn't require much.
Well, usually there's not chiggers there.
Well, chiggers can hide anywhere. Or sneaky.
I mean,
as far as the bug community goes, they're sneaky.
I don't do a lot of yard work. Sometimes we play catch out there, and I haven't been attacked by
a chigger. Oh, you have a catch with your son?
Yeah.
Don't say have
a catch. You know, I don't want to brag, but we have a pitch back now.
Wow, that reeks of wealth.
And you know what I did?
More blessed, the Mercedes or the pitchback.
And you know what I did? I put it together myself.
You really?
Did you? You made two connections there on the
how old is Tyler now?
48. He's 8.
Okay.
8 years old.
48.
They're already in Philly waiting to go to the Jersey Shore.
And you're flying out today?
I'm flying out tomorrow morning at the crack of dawn.
Staying to play golf?
No.
You don't really play golf, do you?
I don't play golf, but like Doug, I have mine aren't like secret things that I have to do. I have a lot of work at the house to do to before I get out of here.
Gentlemen, I'm going to let you guys take over. Thank you.
Okay, sorry to bother you.
Yeah, what the hell is
sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
Then I'll stay.
No, I didn't know something had happened. I didn't know
nothing
Doug had
happened.
Like given you a signal like get the hell out of here.
No, nothing happened.
Now, well, you already got suspended.
I don't care. I have freedom of speech. I'm an American. I like Mount Rushmore. I like Lady Liberty.
Well, I do too. But
you're a great American. I don't care what your dad
Jimmy,
says.
So are you.
There are consequences for some of the speech that you utter.
Freedom of speech, baby. Freedom of speech.
Don't say that.
Just did.
Doug,
John, that was a wonderful appearance. Great to see you again. Best of luck to you and your bacon friend in the event today. What is your target score? What do you guys want to be? Maybe 7 under, I think.
7 under by 9.
Damn, Gina.
Setting the bar high for you guys. Don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be me. It's good. I have faith in all of you, though.
You play once a year. You're not going to see 7.
I've already played once this year. This is twice.
All right. Well, then you're good for next year, too.
Boy, there's a lot of bickering
there
in that house.
Well, it's the whole chigger thing. Thank you, John. Wonderful to see
you,
sir. John the great John Vaughn. Unbelievable. And he loves America, and he's willing to do yard work for his father to avoid the chiggers.
He won't do the yard work.
Hey, guys, should... Oh, my God, what an emotional moment.
This is really something.
What an emotional moment.
All right.
That was like the final scene in Field of Dreams after Ray had a catch with his father. And there's not a father and son who don't get emotional.
You know, it was more like when the families got together and the Godfather and the Don hugged it out with the other Don.
Oh, Salazzo.
And they squashed their beef.
That's when Tom Hagen was...
It wasn't a good council year. It was not a wartime council year.
No. Look at this. Fred Astire says, that John Vaughn's a class act. Bravo,
he
sir.
Is.
How about that, Doug?
Guys, I saw Greg Vaughn at Tower T last night. He was pulling balls hard left and screaming, "Do you love me now, Dad?" It's the Wildwood
Whisker. He does not pull the ball in golf, or certainly not in baseball. Just one time I wanted to see him pull the baseball, just once. He's still playing. He
those
still
are
has not
chiggers, Doug. They are crabs. That's
no, they're chiggers. Oh, I can assure you they are from the chigger community of insects.
Doug, I got chiggers on my ween one time, swelled up like the Dickens. Lady Beercats would have loved it, but I was 10 years old. That's from Beercats. It's kind of a fun little anecdote.
It's not a fun thing. It's not a fun thing. I'm hoping to be over this in a day or so, fellas. I don't want you to worry about me too much.
Well, it's taken you off the golf course and off Cucky's team.
Yeah. Yeah, that it has. You're playing, right? Who are you playing with?
Steve Stoles, the MVP.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Bobby Magic.
Yeah.
Our goal is 13 under. Iggy, we think the winning score is going to be what? 17?
I thought 17. I'm already going to have a excuse here for our team because I just found out we're playing the Prairie and the Merrimack.
Oh yeah, two tough tracks.
And the Woodlands has the three par fives.
Well, oh sure. My!
And it's 280 yards shorter than the other two courses.
Oh my! Mm.
So there you go. There's our excuse right there. We don't get to play the Woodlands.
So you're not happy with Dan Packer and Nick What Up Yale?
I don't really care where we play. It'll be a fun day.
And you have Cletus on your team, and you have Danity Stack, and you have Crimson Callahan.
I believe that's our team.
Crimson Callahan, Doug.
That's a nice name. I hope he's got the game to go with it.
He's a nice little golfer.
Don't say nice little golfer.
Well, he's 18.
He's a good golfer.
I believe he's going to Western
but
Kentucky.
But don't say nice little.
He's
just
a nice
say, boy. He's a good golfer.
He's a nice has a nice little swing.
Don't say nice little swing either.
Nice little putting stroke.
Why would you say? Why
John
would you say
Vaughn
nice
still
little?
Sniping.
No, it'll be fun. It's gonna be a hot one, but it's gonna be fun today.
That's right. A lot of hot guys. I think guys will take their shirts off maybe around noon.
They don't allow that here.
Maybe I can put my errands off.
You can't play topless in golf anymore. Is there a course in St. Louis?
You ever been to Triple Lakes?
No.
Sea Monster. There's a post around. Party, Big Al has arrived with
what an operation we have
with a mannequin. Some kind of mannequin,
some bottomless what did mannequin.
What did you text me the other day?
Put that off.
Have fun next Friday, Tim.
What a profession yes. We've chosen.
Yes, after you sent me one thing,
and a guy walks in with a mannequin, and
bottomless.
Yep, and he's putting golf spikes on the leg stumps of the mannequin.
He's gonna look like Dorf.
Oh yeah, the great Tim Conway.
Right, that's who it was.
Yeah, this this gentleman will be in my foursome next week when I play against Jennings in the Duel in the Sun, Part 2. Jennings was really digging into my handicap last night. He was asking Iggy to verify, and he said, I went out and played Normandy today, and he said I shot one under. So that's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't. What's his handicap? Because he hasn't
said he's going to give me five strokes.
Well, you're probably 12 to 14, I would guess. Would you say?
I am currently at 10.1. Doug.
Really?
10.1.
That's not bad.
God, you're only going to... Well, that's good then. Because even with a six, you would be getting about two
but
strokes.
But I don't play well at Normandy.
Yeah, so... No, I think it'll be a good match.
He's wearing a... Big Al's wearing a jersey that says Tuna Fish Vaughn on the back.
And with the number 69.
Big Al has been suspended for his T-shirt. What's wrong with him? Big Al has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. You're
and
saying,
he's wearing
hey,
a Mr. T starter set.
But I do
and,
have an great business product.
All kinds of. Big Al, would you like to say anything to... No.
Not yet. He's busy.
He gave me a lottery card, a scratch-off that he's already used. Did that win anything, Al? Okay, well, thanks for giving it to me.
You think at some point, maybe today, the listeners will suddenly come to the realization crystal clear that, yeah, this is stupid. What? And it all ends. And it all ends.
Yeah, you'd have thought that had happened by now.
Many years, Doug. Many years we've been doing this.
It's not much of a presentation.
God, what are we going to do for your 10th anniversary?
Jim Brewer comes
who's
back.
Who's 10th?
Yours, baby. Yours.
Well, why would we do anything for that?
Because that's a gala.
It's not a gala.
Doug, it's a significant date in the history of St. Louis.
You guys have been doing this how long? 13?
It'll be 13 years for me and the cat in about, 2 weeks. Seamaster's got a whole thing planned.
No, he doesn't.
It's going to be unbelievable. But for your 10th anniversary?
No, I would assume we'd do nothing.
No, we're going to have a jubilee.
Why would we do something?
Name a celebrity you'd like to be there, and I'm going to book it. Name a celebrity. Not, not the biggest in the world, but just someone you're a fan of, and we'll fly him in or her in.
Raquel Welch.
How about, yeah, that'd be a good one. Yeah.
Sea Monster. You know what? I could see these guys actually doing this, I have to tell you.
77-year-old Raquel Welch. That'd be a good get.
Iggy, can you do that?
I can reach out.
Reach out? If not, you'll have a nice postcard out of it?
No, I mean, if she's willing to do an interview, it'll be with you guys, not me.
We'll see if you get her in for Doug's Jubilee.
Get her in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe Raquel's flying in for a...
She might be in the St. Louis area anyway.
Well, what, the trollop that Tim likes, you were going to fly her in, but we can't get Raquel Welch for
I think
Doug?
She's a star on a sitcom now.
Really? What show?
I'm not sure of the name of it, but I think she is.
I haven't seen her since the Seinfeld episode with the swinging arms.
I missed that one.
Yeah, if Kramer won the Tony, he didn't deserve.
You know?
He could keep it if he fired Raquel Welch and she beat the hell out of him.
Guys, in 10 years from now, Iggy will tell a story about how he would have won today's tournament, but the owners of Tapawingo had it out for him and screwed him over by purposely putting him on the harder course. Thanks. Justin in Columbia has decided to strike early.
It was fun seeing him last night.
I was enamored by talking about his son's golf. His son is 6 years old, and he just shot a 37 at Anbrier on the front.
What?
No, he didn't.
Now they set it up for the young tykes that they're playing, of course. You know, they're setting it up so they have a 6-iron or below in.
Yeah.
But either way, I asked him how far he drives the ball. 6 years old, 150, and it's just dead straight. So his son, Brendan Gibson.
I saw his swing on Facebook. It's just pure, straight through.
I'm so happy for him, and Justin's a great guy. I mean, obviously, he's great entertainment and has been for years, but it's pretty cool. And he's not like a – he said, if my son doesn't want to do it, I'm not going to do it, but he's just so passionate about it. And when you think about the great golfers, because Jennings was sitting there as we were talking about it, I said to Jay, when did you start getting going? He said, 8 years old. So Brendan's ahead of the curve. And Doug, maybe he'll be wearing the green jacket here in 2029.
Well, he may. Those are the types of kids who grow up and make it.
Yep.
You know, some of them are on the tour now before they're 20, so he's got to hurry up. He's only got 12 or 13 more years.
Yeah. And then other kids just live at home for a long period of time.
Yeah,
Help out with the chores.
I don't know any examples of that necessarily, but I've heard that that's the case.
Doug, can I tell you about Design Air Heating and Cooling?
Yeah, I wish you would.
Well, you've had Design Air at your house, and I had Design Air set up our new HVAC system in our basement, which is great people at Elysium Restoration and Design are handling for us. Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth-generation owner-operators, and they really do care about their customers. We can speak to it firsthand because we are customers ourselves. Their number is 314-739-1600 or visit designairservice.com. That's designairservice.com. Support the sponsors, and we highly recommend Design Air Heating and Cooling. 314-739-1600. Or visit designairservice.com. Make sure to mention you listen to TMA as Design Air is now donating a portion of all sales from our audience to Three Little Birds for Life. Design Air, the number one train deal in the Midwest. It's hard to stop
a train.
Oh, you just kind of stepped
on
my...
I'm sorry, okay. The timing is everything.
Good luck today, Tim. May every shot of yours be blessed. Suck it, Doug. That's from the Sad Panda.
Sad Panda has indeed been suspended.
Oh, he's just wishing Tim good
luck. I'll just write him down a little 2-day suspense.
Tim, I'm going to wish you good luck, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And I wish Doug would play because I think that would make people happy.
People would be so happy.
People wouldn't care because they'll be playing their own games. I would just be one hole at a time.
Don't you think that people would see out in the course and go, hey, Doug, hi, fellowship with the listeners. Good to see you, Doug. Love your stuff on the radio.
They may flash
your new
scene gestures.
Your new shtick has a lot of traction. When Iggy's telling one of his stories and you kind of mutter along with him, people love that, Doug. You can't do that in golf.
You can't do that in golf.
Well, you can heckle
on this.
You can't
talk in someone's back.
In this tournament, you can.
Yeah, I think in this tournament it's encouraged, actually. All right, Jim Brewer already with us here, sitting down with us at Tapawingo, the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, and the great John Vaughn. I think it would be nice to have the Dotem family on. Don't you, Doug?
No, they can't be. They're suspended.
Well, maybe Mrs. Dotem can represent the Dotem family, and we can maybe figure out what's going on, and you can find out whether or not she's, as you call it, a stand-in.
Mrs. Dotem is this guy over here on the...
No, that's just a proud American.
Oh, okay.
Mrs. Dotem's the woman.
In the middle. Okay.
Tim, why are you pretending that Deke hasn't been on the show since his suspension? He has.
Doug, Deke's been on the show since his suspension?
I don't remember it.
He was over here in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Oh, so he can't be on
the show. And it's only in the 314-618 573 area code.
Well, he's suspended everywhere, but you guys kind of overstepped your bounds by having him on when I wasn't there.
But isn't there a loophole with the suspension rules that if it's at a golf course, it's okay?
There's no loopholes.
I thought there was a golf course loophole.
All right, if you want to have him on, have him on.
Oh, my God!
Wait, he dotum and misses dotum.
That's the first step to being freed,
that's
I believe.
Right. And Big Al's mannequin has a free dotum shirt on, as you can see.
With these chiggers, I don't know that I have the energy to fight you today, boys.
We'll take a break, come back with more of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. It's free dotum open day at Tapawingo, the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, live from Tapawingo here on 590 The Fan KFNS.